Visual programming languages. Humanity's first cybernetic enhancement. To classify as an enhancement, it has to be something really powerful and quite personal. Internet and large language models do somewhat qualify from a broader definition, but they are not personal. Neither are locked down smartphones. Or your news feeds. Though feeds are very close, they are not actually yours and can be used to mislead you. An enhancement has only a positive effect. A visual programming language does qualify as very personal, because you create things that are in fact your own. But wait, a visual programming language is not just a programming language. It serves as an interface to the entire world. It is a concept map of everything that you are interested in. It is a way to deeply explore and learn, and it is very much a microscope. Perhaps most importantly, it is a powerful interface into learning standard programming. In a visual programming language, you are granted first-class tickets to the simple programs behind all the nodes you interact with. The same way ViewSource used to grant access to all the web page code. My simplest example is your thermostat. You have to be able to program it, and a visual programming language will let you do that quite easily. By reaching out to program your thermostat, you are in fact using a cybernetic enhancement to adapt your environment. It's a bit of a stretch, but we have to recognize visual programming as something that helps us integrate with the rest of the world. It's important. It's an important gateway to learning programming, which is a form of expression that, because of ineffective education, has been denied to us. I know that none of this sounds like a cybernetic enhancement, but that is because you are yet to experience the incredible power of programming. Once you find your general purpose visual programming language, usage of which absolutely feels like an extension of you, you will know that this is in fact a cybernetic enhancement. Your entry into the complexity that surrounds you. The best way to see that is to look back 20 years from the future at all the programs that you dragged and dropped over the ages, how they changed you, how they changed the world around you, and how they keep altering the world around you to make it more personal, to make it better. Finally, the best visual programming languages today are awful, and so slow, and so clunky, and so distracting that there is no feeling of enhancement there. They will let you mess with your thermostat and your spreadsheets, but everything will be so confusing, so slow to set up, that it will feel more like a waste of life. Not an enhancement of it. The visual programming languages that feel like an extension of us do not exist today. The road there is so studded with gold, no one makes it all the way to the end, to the point where they make a program for the rest of us. Instead, they create products that everyone wants, that sell well, and they just focus on getting more customers that give them more money. Visual programming languages are just really that awesome. They don't just fix problems that people have. They open new gateways. Let me show you a gateway. Let me show you the size of those arches. Today, you can talk to an AI and it will give you an excellent response back. But that is silly because that's like getting a piece of paper with some text on it. Again, times are changing, words are changing, interfacing with computers is changing, and we need new technologies to match all those changes. In the context of a visual programming language, AI becomes more useful, more focused. You tell it to program you a node that does something you need. And now, you have a reusable tool, reusable component that you can use to enhance all your other programs. A tool that will help you create more nodes, more modules, expand your library, and that will get you inspired to program more and learn more about programming. This will allow you to perform the following feat. You ask the AI for a list of animals with large, cute eyes. You send that list through some text processing for generating interesting graphics, and send that text to an AI that generates images. And now you route all those generated images through a node that uploads it to your online store as mugs, as t-shirts, and as wall art. Once you have the nodes, you can automate anything and everything. Some programming will be required, yes, at least at first. But later on, it all becomes an extension of you. Do you understand now? You become cybernetically enhanced by using a visual programming language, by integrating your needs with it. You can make a product for sale on Sunday morning, set up a membership-based clip art website for downloads by Monday, and maybe even make a few sales. But what this actually describes is not creating programs, but integrating with this strange technology that allows you to create things. This strange technology of visual programming that enhances you, that integrates with you, that grows with you. I hope you understand that living without your own programming language is almost a handicap because stuff is denied to you. You can't automate, you can't invent, you can't create new things, you can't set up that store with cute creatures on t-shirts. Not being able to program the world around you is like having a mode of expression taken away from you. Even if you can't find a visual programming language today, I think all of this is enough to convince you to start taking some programming tutorials. Don't learn programming to get a job. That's boring. Learn programming not to need one. Maybe you will create the free and open source visual programming languages that everyone will end up using and perceiving as their own cybernetic enhancements. The world of programming is basically completely unexplored. There are new territories to be discovered, new continents. Go for it.